Good morning. We left off with the concept of learning Hilchos Shabbos. So we finished Klal Aleph. We finished Klal Aleph Siman Aleph, and we left off with the concept known as Mitzvah Tichos Kavana. So those of you who have been listening to the Shurim until now are familiar with this, but a review is always a good idea. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a machloikas whether mitzvah tichos kavanah or not. So what does this mean? So kavanah does not mean the person has holy, deep Kabbalistic incantations that he says before he does a mitzvah. It means a person does a mitzvah because Hashem said to do it. So a person could do an action and not be raised doing it at all. That's called a misasik. That's not, you're not yotze with that. The person is holding a shofar and he's practicing parsing his lips in the right way to, pursing his lips the right way to be able to blow the shofar, but he has no intent to put the sound into the shofar. He's holding the shofar a little bit away from his mouth, and lo and behold, the sound goes into the shofar and makes a sound. That's not a valid tkiyah. He had no intent to make the tkiyah. But the Gemara says, what about the case of the person who blew the tkiyah because he likes the sound of the shofar? He wasn't doing it because Hashem said so. He was doing it because he likes the sound of a shofar. Is that a valid tkiyah of the mitzvah? So one opinion says, yes, you blew. Hashem said to blow a shofar. You blew a shofar. You blew the sound properly, correctly. You had intent to blow and make the sound. So there wasn't just an action which was not basically human in the sense that it just happened by itself. But the human being specifically did it. It's an action of man, generated the sound. That's the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. Comes other opinion, which is how we passed it by mitzvah d'oraisa. That says, no, that's not enough. You have to do the mitzvah because Hashem said so. The point of the mitzvah is the Rosh doesn't need sounds of shofar. He needs us to listen to him through blowing the shofar. So if I'm blowing the shofar because I like music, I'm not doing what the Rosh said to do. I'm doing something different. I'm doing my own music. That's some of the Rosh. The Rosh asked us to fulfill his rotzen by blowing a shofar. So when I do it because Hashem asked me to do so, I am fulfilling his rotzen. I'm doing the mitzvah. It's a command. Otherwise, it's not a command. I don't do with commands. I'm doing it because I like it. So mitzvah tzichus kavanah. So we pass in by the rice mitzvah tzichus kavanah. It means the person does a mitzvah without kavanah, without this kavanah he's doing because Hashem said so. He does not get the credit for a mitzvah. So it's a nice thing, beautiful sound, shofar, etc. But it's not a valid tkiyah shofar halachically. One cannot be yotze without tkiyah shofar. Now, there are some circumstances which we say, if circumstantially it's obvious he's doing it because Hashem said so, that's sufficient. He made a bracha beforehand. So he's obviously doing it because Hashem commanded, even though he's not thinking about the command when he blows the shofar. He's doing something which doesn't make sense he would want to be doing it for another reason. A person puts on tefillin in the morning, why are you putting black boxes on your body? I don't know, just enjoy it. Obviously he's doing it because Hashem said so. There's no other reason why a person would be doing that. Music, you might say you enjoy music. But this, obviously, it's obvious from the circumstances that you're doing it because Hashem said so. That's sufficient. But what about something which a person is not even aware that it's a mitzvah? So a person counts, it's a Yom Yom Rishon Shabbos. So he just said, according to the Chayotim, one fulfills a mitzvah d'oraisa when he says that. I'm not thinking about it's a shame mitzvah. I'm not doing it the shame mitzvah. I'm just saying because it's a success in the Siddur. So arguably, one would not fulfill the mitzvah zachoras yom haShabbos l'kadosh. But a person stops before he says Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, and he says, "I'm doing this because he's thinking in his mind the shame mitzvah. I'm doing it because Hashem said to count days to Shabbos." He will get a mitzvah d'oraisa when he does that. Person purchases things the kavod Shabbos. So a person is thinking because there's an inyan of buying nice things for Shabbos. It's part of zachoras yom haShabbos l'kadosh. He would think about that the shame mitzvah. He doesn't think about it. I don't know why he's buying nice things. He likes potato chips. So a person should have in mind, in all of these areas that we pointed out now, a person should be aware of the fact that it's appropriate to think about you're doing this because this is part of the mitzvah of Zachoras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Therefore, the person will then be credited with the kiyum mitzvah of these various different elements. So if a person does not do so, since you pass the mitzvah Sichos Kavanah by a mitzvah d'oraisa, a person would not get credit for that mitzvah. But that's a very important point. Whenever we talk about the concept of the mitzvah, is to be aware of the concept of mitzvah shichus kavanah. And again, to fulfill that, it is sufficient to think even two words, the shame mitzvah. You don't have to say even what mitzvah it is. I'm doing it because it's a command. That's enough to give it a status of it's a command. You're doing it as a command, not because of your own volition. You're doing something of your own volition. Kibbutz Hashem, and the next year we will start the Simon Beis. And meanwhile, have a good day.